And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast. It's signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. It is that time. It is that time. It is that time that I love every week. So Boomer's here every day. Like I'm not tired of you or anything, but you're here every day.
I'm just here.
But then we have your better three quarters shows up with us once a week, and that would be the lovely McQueen. Welcome to the studio, McQueen. Applause, please, Boomer, if you will.
Applause, applause.
Yes, thank you very much.
Shucks, y'all. It's great to be here.
All right, we do this segment, we call it Boomer and McQueen, where I ask them questions, get their perspectives. Sometimes they ask me questions, and we got to start with the whoop whoop. So hit it. All right, you guys, you know the deal. I'm going to throw a question at you. I want y'all's unvarnished. Keep in mind, we have to keep it civil. This FCC violations and all that. Your unvarnished opinions, which don't even have to jibe with mine. I just love hearing them. All right, so here's my first question, just straight out the gate. What are your top two concerns for today's United States, and how do we address them? Top two concerns. Who goes first here?
I'll go.
She's ready.
I'm going to sit back.
I'll just let her talk the whole time.
No, I don't got that in me. I just was at the zoo all day. I'm exhausted. If you would have asked me this last week, it may have been a little different answer. But right now, with all this recent stuff going on this week with the UN changing the age of minors to be consent for,
yes,
all that stuff makes me livid. It is horrifying.
They're basically legalizing pedophilia.
Yes. And they're saying it's just love. Love is love. And it's like the grossest, most disturbing thing in the world. That fires me up. So that's something I always feel very strongly and passionately about. Human trafficking, and I know that's not just minors that we're talking about there, but especially with all that's coming out this week, how they keep making it, then decriminalizing it just recently. They were, decriminalizing any sexual predators, and then to next go to this. Oh my goodness, it's so scary to think what's going to happen next, and with. Oh, yeah. So that right now, I think is such a huge problem because we also see how quickly things escalate.
So second half of the question, though, was what do we do about it?
Oh, shoot.
Like you're sitting around with a bunch of friends, your small group at church, whatever the case may be, you bring this up and someone says, we got to do something. What is that? What do you do?
Gosh, I don't know. What do we do, Phil? Tell us what to do. Let's fix this.
No, it doesn't work that way. I'm asking you the questions right now.
It's your question.
That's right.
Oh, I don't even quite know where to start. This is something even when we moved here a year ago, I sat and talked with an officer heavily involved in human trafficking because I want to get involved and be able to make a difference because I think so many things like this, so often we want to stop it, but we don't know how. We don't know how to be like boots on the ground and... I'll say my second reason or second thing that I think the U.S. because it kind of ties into this, that the U.S. or that we need major reform. And it's just the especially liberal government that's able to get away with so many things. And there's no, checks and balances with it. And I feel like, same with the sexual predators here, what we do about it. I'm not sure because I feel like they just keep shutting us down and it's hard to have a voice. So.
I think part of the answer is you're doing it right now. All right.
Talking about it.
Yeah, you're actually talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't for a second think that doesn't matter because there are people who have a misgiving, but they don't know how to put words to it. And then you define the misgiving for them. They're like, yeah, that's what I've been feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, y'all are talking about it. And then two people become four and then four people become eight.
Yeah.
And then you wind up having an opportunity to get involved.
And definitely having that strength in numbers, it makes it a lot easier to stand up against something like this. Because this is it's a tough thing to fight. It really is.
Yeah.
Especially when so much of it is under the radar and isn't talked about.
And there's groups out there doing things that you can, mm-hmm, get involved in. Like we had Jared Hudson, Boomer, we were
right
in studio.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an entire organization dedicated to fighting human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like boots on the ground stuff. All right, Boomer, it's on you, Bubba. What you got? Your two top concerns about today's United States and what do we do about it?
I'm going to go on the route of my concerns are how our government is kind of downplaying all these giant issues that are going on in our country, like the whole wokeness that's going on. They're like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
This is how we're supposed to be.
Nothing
we're
to
supposed
see
to include everyone in this nature. The transgenders are supposed to have all this blah stuff. And then they're pushing things on us, which I don't agree with, where I believe, yes, there should be freedom of businesses when they
commerce,
the free market.
There should be free market. But why are you trying to push something on us when a lot of people don't want it?
Like what? Like electric vehicles?
Like electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Or, you know, then the transgender stuff in schools. Yeah. And then the gun control stuff, the Second Amendment stuff. I think you've said this multiple times on the show. It took a Carter to bring us Reagan, right?
Yeah.
And so we need to get out there.
McQueen.
I do.
No,
listen.
I'm like, he's taking notes over there. You know, he comes home and like says, "Look at all these notes I took on the show today." Look what I learned.
So the biggest thing is one what y'all just said. I think we need to talk and be like outspoken about it, and then like also don't hide under a bush. I'm not saying go riot like the left does. I'm not saying that. I'm saying stand up for what you believe in and then go vote. Because if we hide under something and if you do not go vote, that means you did not put your voice in.
You didn't do your part.
Right. Mm-hmm. You didn't do your part.
I totally agree with both of you on those things. I had a friend that I worked with once, and she was very liberal. We knew each other's beliefs were different. But she told me one time that not voting was her silent form of protest. And I looked at her and I said, well, then you're stuck with whatever you get, and you have no right to complain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. All right. All right, good. Hey, all right, cool. All right, next question. Just the opposite. What is your sense of the best thing about today's United States, and how do we preserve it? So I don't want to sit here and dwell on the negative. Obviously, this show is not going to be the gripe session. So let's look at the flip side. We got a lot to be thankful for. But what in your mind stands out as one of the best things about today's United States, and how do we preserve that? Who's going first this time?
Well, there's just in my head right now, because of all this stuff that has just been going on, there's a lot of negatives. But the positive is there are those people out there that are standing up for what they believe in. Like all of our government officials on the right side.
Yeah.
But we got to get behind them and rally behind them. Exactly what I was saying before, just like we were talking about like voting and standing up for what you believe in. We need to stand up and rally around behind those people that are trying to, you know, make a difference in those political.
I know statuses. Exactly who you're talking about. You're spot on. We said on the show multiple times, because too often conservatives, we have a tendency to eat our own. Right.
Right.
And or shoot our wounded and instead of nursing them back to health. The reality is when someone does something right, it doesn't matter whether you like what they did yesterday. If they nailed it today, tell them they nailed it today, man. Yeah. And then rally up behind it. Or when they take a stand, like this dude, what was his name? Michael Knowles, that went up to Pitt to give that speech and got shouted off the campus almost. He needs to know there's people out there that are willing to, you know, stand up for him.
Or is it the swimmer? That now, yes,
yeah.
Yep. She is now standing up for
San Francisco. Yeah.
Yes, for that transgender in sports. I mean, we got to rally behind her and say, "Hey, we're behind you. You're not alone."
Yeah, that's huge. And we don't, in fact, it's gotten so easy to just gripe and to, you know, listen to conservative news talk and just gripe, you know, or get mad, or they're all corrupt. I got nothing good to say about any of them. Yes, you do. If you stop and think about it, you really do. And how about getting behind the ones who are doing the right thing?
Absolutely.
All right, your turn. What you got?
Yeah, and I think because of the people that are making a stand and doing something about it, and you know, they're using their voice and standing up for what they believe. And I do feel like there is a lot of exposure of just, you know, government mismanagement coming to the surface. Like, we're seeing a lot of that right now coming out, where I feel like it's been very hidden in the past, because I feel like more people are picking up the, you know, the rock and looking under it and seeing what there's more here. Let's not just speculate and keep it to ourselves, but do something about it. And I think it makes people assume that, or not just assume, oh, the government's good for, is working for the good of all of us. I mean, that's not always the case. We want to think so, but I think there seems to be more of those, you know, questions happening. And I think because you have more people that are willing to go out on a limb and stand up and say, wait a minute, like, this is not right, or this is not okay. We're seeing some of those changes, which hopefully will just lead to more.
Did she label a good thing, or did she just talk? I'm not sure what happened.
She just goes off on a rampage.
What was the question again?
Does that happen at home a lot too?
She just starts talking, and then it's like, wait, did you answer the question?
I'm good with words.
All right, bro, take us to the break. We'll do it right now. We'll come right back and head off into the second round of Boomer McQueen. And this is where they flip the script and ask me a question. I have no idea what's coming. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with Boomer and McQueen. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Oh, man, making it cool to be a conservative. Okay, we're with Boomer and McQueen. Hit those whoop-whoops.
He wasn't ready for it.
All right, we're with Boomer and McQueen right now. We just spent time me asking them questions to get their perspective on stuff. And then the last part, we flipped the script and they asked me questions about stuff. Who's doing the first question?
I'm ready.
Is that you? Yeah. All right, Miss McQueen. I'm bracing myself. What do you got?
I know stuff. Stuff came
out. She knows stuff, Boomer.
She knows stuff.
She knows words.
Oh, man. But stuff came out with, like, the whole, just the Biden probe and stuff with Hunter today and all sorts of just all the fraudulent stuff that's going on. So what is your take? Explain that to us. What's going on?
My take is they are corrupt as crap and someone's got to go to jail.
Amen. Do you have some pull there? Let's make that happen.
So I was talking to a guy who knows a guy. You know what I'm saying? So the thing that just happened, by the way, in that, like in the last 24 hours, mm-hmm. it has come out that a high level, they're calling this person a high level IRS supervisor, I believe is what they refer to the person as, is a whistleblower. Being given whistleblower status means that you're protected. You can't be prosecuted. You can't be put in jail for stepping outside of your workplace and saying things that are happening in your workplace that shouldn't have been happening. So this guy, this person works for the IRS and says they have absolute evidence that the Biden administration and the Biden Department of Justice has been interfering in the investigation of Hunter Biden. And that's caused a complete stinkroll right now. I mean, like this investigation was already finding bank records. It was already finding that, like, I want to say 9 members of the Biden family had all received money from foreign governments. I mean, actual bank records now. But now we have an IRS, because what's happened is Hunter Biden's making all this money. Well, is he actually claiming it on his taxes like real people are supposed to do, right? It's income. Allegedly, he's doing a job. You can't see air quotes on the radio, but I've got air quotes going. Suddenly his job has got lots of money, and his family's getting lots of money. Did he report it on his taxes? And the evidence appears to be no, he didn't. And so that's why the IRS is involved, and they're saying that there's been deliberate tampering to help slow roll and help Hunter And that's coming out right now. Like today, the top head, there it is right there on the top headline. Mm. So what happened is this. I've always said in politics, if you're having to answer what they're saying about you, then you're really just dancing to their tune. So right now, it's gotten so, this one came out and made so many waves in D.C., the Biden administration felt the need to have to address it.
They're already speaking on it.
They're already speaking on it. I mean, within hours, they're speaking.
Man.
They won't come and meet with the shooting victims and their families in Nashville. But they will definitely talk about Hunter Biden's being
they're going to defend themselves. Yeah.
So that's the latest. I mean, listen, there is so much smoke. And I'm not one of those that goes, he's guilty because I say so. But I look at this thing and think, all right, man, you can't make all that money off your daddy's name right after you flew on Air Force Two to the foreign country and threw his name around and made millions for doing things you're not qualified to do, while you're also a crack addict and sleeping with hookers and getting videos put of yourself out on social media. I just, this can't all be legit and stay legit.
Hmm.
It's just not. There's there. I'm there.
So what's going to happen next?
In that?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I want.
I mean, let's pick out the magic eight ball. It says somebody's backside is going to jail. What's going to happen next? I don't know. You know, one of the things that's been so frustrating to everybody in conservative land is that they seem to be like made of Teflon. They always escape.
Yeah.
You know, they always get it, always rolls off. And this one does not need to roll off. The very idea that Trump is indicted over something that didn't happen. And impeached for things that didn't happen, and has members of his own administration reporting, well, I heard a phone call with Ukraine, and I felt like it was heavily influenced. No, what? And then this is all gonna happen, and there's gonna be no recourse.
Yeah,
that can't be. We've got to find some measure. At the very least, what's going to happen next is the fact that Republicans control the flow in the House means they're allowed to use subpoena power to get records and just make them public. And even if Hunter never goes to jail and Joe Biden just keeps, you know, eating ice cream and skipping along thinking that he's in the real world, even if all these things just don't unfold into someone going to jail, the world needs to see and hear as much as we can see and hear about what they've been trying to hide.
Absolutely.
There's that. All right, you got an easier question for me?
Yeah, I'm going to lighten the mood. I'm going to pull Adele Jackson.
Oh, what do you got?
So Trump released his digital trading cards again like a couple days ago.
What? Did he really?
Yes, and he made, you know, just a little bit of money, like $4.6 million.
In like 24-hour period or something?
Something like that. And so my question to you is, when you release your digital trading card of yourself in Right Side Radio, how would you portray yourself on your digital trading card? And then also, this question is not only for you, but also the listeners. If you could put Phil on any digital trading card, what would it be? Please text it in.
Oh, my
God. He's
gosh.
Trying to get brownie points.
I'm saying. Oh, God. Well, first of all, I don't see me doing a digital trading card of myself. But if I did... What would I do? I
think, yeah, what would
I think
you
the
do?
Digital trading card
the possibilities
of me,
are endless.
It's going to be me. It's going to be me wearing a Captain America suit.
Yes.
Parachuting in, riding a jackass just real hard.
There you go.
That's right. It's exactly what's going to happen. Just whooping up on some liberal jackassery while I wear my Captain America suit, parachuting into the drop zone. There you go.
Man.
Oh, I like it.
And I want it to be.
You'll have the shield, right? You got to have the shield.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
Come
part
on.
Of it. Yes, okay.
Captain America.
Just
making sure.
And I also want it to be in like shiny metallic.
Oh, okay.
There
you go.
Got to have the aesthetics correct.
You have to have the aesthetics.
With the sun behind me.
You know you're about to get like a painting sent to you here real soon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That would be awesome. That's
just, I'm just saying. Alicia needs to not get the mail anytime soon. All right, you guys.
Oh, man.
Love you both.
Oh, that was the best.
Boomer, you did good, man, marrying this one. So
yeah, she's pretty awesome.
There's that. all right, McQueen, thank you very much. As always, the lovely McQueen joining us in studio for my favorite segment of every single week, Boomer McQueen.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you
so
much. Hit the whoop whoops on the way out.
The whoop whoops on the way out.
Yeah, I mean, just got to have it. All right, we're coming right back, and I'm going to only number two on the Triple Dipper now?
Only number two.
Yeah.
Y'all are cruising.
So this one is Carnivore's Rule. Don't serve me any fried bugs. Carnivores, that's what I am. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening.